What's up, everybody? You're listening to episode 21 of Just Breathing with Laud and Lungs, joined by my wife, Brittany. And this is a special day in our country. Joe Biden is now president. The world is back in order. Coronavirus is dead. And Walmart has sent me a special package. Honestly, I'm going to focus just on that because to me, that's most important. But I wanted to open it live on air because this is a very special item in here. I really hope it's that item.
Oh my goodness.
Or this is going to be really embarrassing.
Oh boy.
You didn't order like lingerie, did you?
I really wish that I did now.
Me too, but there it is.
Oh, wow. It looks like it looks very different. I guess on purpose.
Well, yeah, it's gluten-free Oreos. This just came onto the market. This is the first package. I wish they would like label it like number one or something. But I literally pre-ordered this from Walmart so that when it came in stock, it shipped out to me.
That's pretty cool.
I'm pretty excited.
It looks a lot smaller than an Oreo container should be. But
really?
I'm not.
You're downing my Oreos already? This is all I have left. Ever since I got celiac disease, I have not been able to eat an Oreo.
That's
cookies and cream
sad.
Ice cream was my favorite ice cream. Oreos was one of my favorite cookies. And it was stolen from me. But not anymore. Of course, I still have to eat one, which I'm not going to do on this podcast because I don't want like Oreo chocolate stuck in my teeth the entire time.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. But this is special.
That's pretty special.
And yeah, I was joking about the world being back in order and Joe Biden being president, yada, yada, yada. But I did want to kind of start there, if you don't mind. I saw somebody put this out the other day and I was in complete agreement with it. Joe Biden wasn't my choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now don't get ahead of yourself. I was not a Trump supporter. I don't like Trump. I don't know if, I think he was a very good president. And a lot of people can disagree with me. I'll give you the facts and show you how he was great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say a great president, I mean, he got things done. I don't know what we want from our presidents nowadays. I hear all these people saying, well, he wasn't presidential. And I'm like, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Who's presidential? Like, who grows up in America and is like, that guy's presidential? I don't know what that means. It's a weird term that I hear a lot from like prominent people and friends. Not a fan of him as a person, not a fan of kind of the culture that he created around his, I don't know what Trumpisms and the, just the culture that was very divisive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was equally as divisive as the divisiveness I see on the left mm-hmm. and in the Democratic Party. I mean, there's a lot of lies that go on that side. There's a lot of stuff that's coming out right now that maybe we'll get into later, and just news networks calling anyone that voted for Trump a racist.
Oh wow.
And lumping them together with KKK members mm-hmm. and Nazis. Which shows that they're historically ignorant because these are very different, even though they seem to stem out of similar ideologies. They're very different
mm-hmm.
in their actual like rise to power, and it very different. And we can get into that. But I just want to say, I'm kind of all over the place, and I'm sorry. The post that I saw that I was in agreement with was, Joe Biden wasn't my pick. But now that he's in office, I'm going to support the heck out of him. Mm. I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to seek what I think is the right thing for our country, mm-hmm. and advocate for that in any way I can,
right.
as a citizen.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we should do,
right.
as a country.
That's a good way of looking
at
it.
We have this weird thing, and it started... Maybe somebody would argue and say it started with Obama. I didn't see it. I was still young, though. But I definitely saw it with Trump. 2016, Democrats believed that that election was illegitimate. And for 4 years, they tried to remove this illegitimate president.
Right.
And now we're at a stage where 70%, I think, is the stats right now of Republicans don't believe that Joe Biden was elected legitimately. Mm-hmm. And there are concerns, but he's president. You know, the Electoral College voted, mm-hmm. and he's president.
Right.
So wherever you come from politically, wherever you come from in terms of who you voted for, who you wanted to see in office, Joe Biden is our president. And you know what? I'm going to support the heck out of him.
Right.
Whatever I got to do.
Not meaning that you're going to support things.
I didn't say I'm going to agree with him.
Right.
I didn't say I'm not going to criticize him, but I'm going to support him.
Right.
Because I want him to succeed. Because if he succeeds, America succeeds.
Right.
And we've lost this. You know, now we're into the second president now where a large portion of our country doesn't believe he's legitimate.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing to have as a precedent for each of our elections now.
Right.
Because now it's the norm. Now it's like, well, you didn't like the guy. You didn't vote for the guy. So it's probably wrong.
Right.
You know, with Trump, it's probably Russia. With Biden, it's probably voter fraud.
Right.
We got to stop. Mm-hmm. Are some of these things issues? 100%. We have Russian hacks. Mm-hmm. We have voter fraud.
Right.
But these are the people that have been placed in power through our democratic system that is flawed. Sure. We should work on it. But it works. And it's worked for over 200 years now.
Right.
And we need to support that person that is elected into office. Mm-hmm. I didn't say agree. I didn't say don't criticize. But we need to support because his success is our success. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to start there. And I want to let you speak. I'm sorry. I'm kind of going off. But
no, that's okay. I mean, I think that's true. I think the biggest thing that you said in the beginning that I thought of was we don't want to, like those of us maybe who didn't agree with, who voted differently, like we can't just stop now, like, yeah. and just fight against each other aimlessly, because then we won't get anything done, first of all, and we won't be focused on how we can make the country better and how we can vote again to make the country what we think it should be. So just kind of walking forward and saying, I still want what's best for the country. So I'm going to walk forward in that and advocate for those things. Yeah. And stop fighting against something that's already happened. You can't go backwards.
Yeah.
So just make the best of it.
Yeah.
And do the best you can for your country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like we talked about in our home edition podcast that we released recently, all about conversation and how important it is for the fabric of our country, mm-hmm. you know, for maintaining the moral and the cultural and the just the decency fabric of our country. It's so paramount for us to maintain free speech, to make sure that people are free to speak their minds, free to ask questions, free to be wrong.
Right.
We're losing that. And it's a strange thing that we're losing that, because we're all wrong a lot. We're all flawed individuals, but when it comes to certain kinds of speech, like speech, you know, you write an article and you say something wrong, attack.
Right.
You know, you put something out on Twitter that's wrong, attack, you know. I think it'll definitely come for podcasts eventually. You know, you say something wrong on a podcast, attack.
Right.
You know, I don't know how they do it. Like, I don't know how they, I guess they could go after like
keywords or something.
Well, no, I mean, like, I don't even know how they, I don't have any sponsors right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just doing podcasts. So I don't know. I don't know why they would come for me anyway, but, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how they would even shut you down if you own it, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because there's a presumption when someone says that you're wrong, you need to disappear, that somehow they're
always right
or perfect, or it's a weird thing. You know, we advocate in our country for the people that have imperfections, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we like people that are different. Like, that's, it's celebrated to right. be different.
Right.
You know, you're trans, we love you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're gay, we love you. You know, you're whatever it is, we try to celebrate your difference
in this country.
In this country. You know, I mean, it's fairly global, and unless your religion is not for difference, you
right,
know?
Right.
But yeah, in this country, we celebrate those things, but we don't celebrate opinion.
Yeah, differing opinion.
That's sad. That's sad, because that's coming from someone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's coming from someone's maybe pondered, yeah, people are just trying to process things
mm-hmm.
and put it out there and just see what other people think. And if you're just attacking them because of their ponderings, it's a strange thing. Anyways, but I wanted to start there just because I, like I said, Joe Biden was not my first choice. He wasn't my third choice. The saddest part to me is there are so many good people out there that for some reason don't ever get the opportunity to run for president. Mm. I don't understand this.
You
I don't
have
understand
to be, you
it.
Have to be rich, don't you?
I don't know.
I think you do have to have some money, because there's a lot of like things that you have to do, first of all. So you can't be working a regular job.
Right.
And then you also need like campaigning help. And so you can raise money, but that's kind of like a full-time job in itself. And
it is.
You have to pay someone to do it. And
yeah.
It just takes a lot of time and money.
Yeah. It's just weird though when I see certain people kind of get, like, for example, I was listening to a podcast today with Tulsi Gabbard.
Okay.
I really like Tulsi Gabbard. She was one of the Democratic candidates that ran for president. One of like the 500 million Democrat candidates for president that they had at the beginning. And she was awesome. She was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was ethnic. You know, I mean, she's Hawaiian. She had very strong views. I mean, this was another cool thing. She served in the military for a long time.
That's cool.
I think she's had like two tours of duty in the military. She's been in Congress for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Had just stepped down to run for president. And they just pushed her out. You know, a solid person that goes on shows like Joe Rogan because she wants to have these long form conversations because she really cares about people.
Yeah.
you know, and now post government, she's still going and trying to talk about the issues that she cared about when she was in government that no one wanted to listen to, and is trying to just continue those conversations with us.
Right.
You know, and hope to change culture in that way, which honestly, I don't ever want to serve in government. I think things like podcasts and YouTube and different things like that, different mediums like that are far more effective at changing things. Because if you change the culture, like I've said before,
right.
you know, politics is downstream from culture. So if you can be at the forefront of the change,
right.
that's where it's at.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. But yeah, I'm always disappointed when you have a candidate like that that gets pushed out by the establishment and you get a 78-year-old man. Like, what the freak?
Yeah.
Like, this is a young woman that works out, you know, takes care of her body,
right.
is a military veteran. I don't agree with her on everything.
Right.
I mean, she comes from, you know, a more liberal slant than me. I tend to be more conservative on things, but heck, I would have voted for her.
Right.
If she was on the ballot, right. I would have voted for her.
Right.
Because I felt like she was balanced and she cared about people.
Right.
That's all we want in America.
Yep.
That's all we want. Care about me. That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to represent me. Remember?
Yeah.
And we're just at that point right now.
Yeah, it's not really that anymore.
No. No, it's about them. It's about giving people what they want, giving your base what you want, giving your tribe what they want. But like I said, I don't want to be too negative about it. I think that we need to pray for our leaders. And I might put this out on social media because I kind of put this out every time there's an election, that Romans verse about, you know, how we should submit to those that God has placed in authority over us and pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's our task as Christians, but also I feel like it's what we should do as Americans.
Mm.
This is our country.
Right.
This is one country, one nation. And I just feel like it's our duty to do whatever we can for the duly elected president to help them succeed.
Mm.
Because like I said, I'm going to keep saying it because it's true. Their success is our success. Mm-hmm. You know, if something's stupid, and there was plenty of stupid stuff that's already happened.
Yeah.
You can call that out. But stop going after the other side.
Yeah.
Stop going after people. Like stop directing your criticisms at anyone other than the people making the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians are there and they should be criticized. It's part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should 100% criticize politicians. It's a part of our, as long as it's not violent,
right.
It's a part of our free speech in our country and we should use it as much as humanly possible. I am all for that. But stop calling out people who are on the other side. Stop calling out your friends. Stop calling out your family members that or trying to be like, look what Biden's doing.
Yeah.
I told you he was going to do that. You know,
yeah.
It's the same crap when look what Trump's doing.
Yeah.
Look what Trump's doing. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing you hate.
Yeah.
Trump supporters, Biden supporters, I don't care. Just stop attacking each other and let's just come together.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone needs to just be about the success of our country.
Right.
These lockdowns need to end. They need to open businesses up. I do believe that it was mostly political. You know, I do believe that things probably will start opening up now that Biden's in office because most of the lockdowns, sorry, are in blue states. So that needs to happen. Open up our country. open up these businesses, give people their lives back. And let's move forward. Let's get this economy booming again.
Right.
You know.
I think that's what we need to
focus. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we need to focus on. Just trying to help people out. People around us, and just do the best we can. Yeah.
Let's help people out. Stop looking to the government.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. I'm going to say that a lot tonight. Stop it. No, just I constantly share the Barstool Sports Fund that they're raising money for small businesses. And this is a sports, like, I don't even know what they do. Like, I've never followed Barstool Sports before. Mm-hmm. But then this guy started this fund, and man, they're up over $28 million right now.
That's amazing.
$28 million. I forget. They're getting close to 200 businesses supported.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I'm going to keep advocating for that and keep telling people, go to Barstool Sports Fund. I donated. Go there. Donate to it. This is actual assistance of your countrymen or women. You know, it's incredible.
Right.
This is the work that we should be doing as Americans. Get off your phones. Get off the news. Get off social media. And try to find out ways that you can help.
Right.
We need to come together, and government's not coming. Government's not coming. They're stuck in this kind of OODA loop of negativity right now. And they really do feel like their base wants them to be negative and to hate and to, you know, constantly be on the offensive against the other side. And we need to just say, all right, you do your thing.
Right. Just don't pay attention.
Don't pay attention to them. We're going to help America out.
Yeah.
And in the process, we're going to help you out.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it, apparently.
Right.
So
they never could.
Well, and that's really the truth of all truths, is that government can't help you.
No.
Ultimately,
government is just made up of us. So. So don't rely on them.
Well, exactly. 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 It's people that you went to high school with and you know them.
Right.
They'd be stupid. You know, they'd be the people that, you'll be like, well, you're probably going to be in jail in 10 years. And then somehow they turned their lives around and went into politics. And
one
here
or the
we
other.
Are. You know.
Almost the same.
It's kind of like jail, I guess. Just more money. Oh, man. You know it's true, though.
Yeah,
you know it's those, like, people that couldn't succeed in anything else. And they're just like, I talk well. You know, those people that sat in the back of the class and wouldn't shut up. And just like, you're going to be a politician.
Yeah.
But go support Barstool Sports. Go look them up. Like I said, I don't know anything about Barstool Sports. I know they have some podcasts. I know they have... I only know two things. I only know Barstool Sports Fund.
Right.
To raise money for these businesses. And I'm all over it. And then I know that he does pizza reviews.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
other than that, I have no clue what they do.
Well, people are
going to... They talk about sports, I think.
People are going to remember them forever now.
Yeah. Yeah. And they should. I mean, they should. It should be in the history books that this company put their, you know, money where their mouth was initially.
Right.
Like they kind of started the fund because somebody called this guy out and was like, oh, you're talking about how businesses should be open. You know, why don't you do something about it to help small businesses? And he's like, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's amazing.
And then he did.
That's so rare.
And the thing is, it might not sound like a lot because I know there's thousands of businesses that are shut down right now, either that will never open or are close to closing. And it's so sad. And 200 businesses supported doesn't sound like a lot. But what you have to understand about this fund that really is special is that not only are they paying for future salaries, and they're going to go month to month with these businesses.
Wow.
And like, do you need help this month? Are you in, you know, okay, we'll support you this month, next month. Are you guys good yet?
That's pretty
cool. We'll support you again. But they're paying off the debt that these companies have acquired, because one of the requirements for this fund is that you have had to be paying your staff for
this whole time.
You know, like here at the early learning center that my dad runs, you know, the staff has been paid the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, even there was a couple months where they closed the school entirely and we just dug into savings and they paid the staff that way.
Yeah.
And then they got some PPP money and were able to keep going. They were allowed to open up for essential workers to do childcare for them. Then they were able to slowly start opening up the school to everybody. And then there was a couple times where there was like a case in the school, or I don't know, a family member of someone in the school. So they shut down the school for like a week.
Right.
And you don't get, this is a crazy fact. So the PPP money, it covers the time that you're open and paying your staff, but they don't count the time that you paid your staff
when you were closed. That's
including
silly.
The time that the state closes you for COVID.
That's not right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But that's the beauty of this Barstool Sports Fund.
Right.
Is that they're going back, and the times that the government wouldn't have supported you because you were shut down, but you were still paying your staff, they're going to go back and cover that.
Wow. That's
so
amazing.
That you're not in debt. Because most of these businesses, what you have to understand, especially about the restaurant industry, is that they're constantly riding the line of debt.
Right.
Like, or I don't know if that's the right financial term, but like, they're never in the green.
Yeah.
Like, they're always riding the line.
Wow.
Because it's, I mean, you can make good money.
I can see
you know,
that
with
is.
That. But just with, especially if you're growing something.
Yeah.
You're basically just, you want to keep your prices at a rate.
Right.
Like eventually, maybe if you blow up or something, you can increase your prices.
Right.
And people will still come and buy your product. You can start making a profit. But like, you're just trying to get off the ground floor.
You're just kind of surviving and you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so cool what they're doing over there and how they're getting people out of debt from this whole thing. They're sticking with them until they're allowed to open and make a profit again. And it's across the United States. That's the coolest thing.
That's really, really awesome.
It's not like located where, I think they're located around the New York area, the Barstool Sports. But so they're supporting a lot of businesses there. But I mean, there's people all over the country that are getting calls from the, president of the company. I don't even know his name. I think Dave.
I have no
idea. Dave Portnoy, I think is his name. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know anything about it. I know it's a great company. I know they're doing great work. Go support them. But it's going to take the people, man.
Yeah.
It's going to take us to change our country.
Yeah.
It's going to take us to revive this country back to a place where we go to sporting events and we don't give a crap what your political ideology is. We don't give a crap. Like,
I think the majority of people, they don't want that. They don't want that to be like a thing that we're always thinking about and talking about and separating each other with.
Yeah. That's one of the things that's really difficult about sporting events being closed to the public is like, that was a huge morality booster. And it was a huge like bonding experience for people of different cultures. Yeah. Like, I still remember Veterans Stadium, which was the Phillies and Eagles stadium before they built new ones, and they tore that one down. I don't know when, maybe in the 2000s somewhere. But like, I vividly remember being up in the nosebleed seats at Veterans Stadium. And, you know, it was so communal at those games, Eagles games and stuff like that. Like, I was just a little kid. I don't know how old I was, but I remember like this big old black guy, you know, I couldn't see. And he just literally grabs me and puts me on his shoulders.
That's awesome.
And I just like watch the football game the whole rest of the time on his shoulders.
Like a big family.
Yeah. You know, like people used to buy me stuff, you know, it'd be like, you want a soda? You know, you want some popcorn? You know, I got you.
That's pretty cool.
And it was just, it was awesome.
Right.
No one asked questions.
Right.
No one cared. No one cared what your race was. No one cared what your gender was. No one cared what your sexual orientation was. No one cared.
Yeah.
We were Americans and this was our football team.
Right.
That's why I just can't stand any of this crap that just seeks to divide us.
Yeah.
Anything that divides us. I know there's real issues out there. I know that we need to work on, you know, prison reform. I know that we need to work on police reform. That got shut down for political purposes. That was one of the things that really sucked was, well, there was two bills that were, one was totally shut down, one eventually passed regarding prison and police reform.
Mm-hmm.
One, Tim Scott of North Carolina put forth for police reform during, like, after George Floyd and all of that. Democrats didn't show up for it because they wanted to be the ones to put this bill forth.
See, now a
black man, you know, a Republican, put forth the bill and that wasn't cool. So they didn't show up. The bill wasn't able to get passed in the Senate. That pissed me off.
Yeah.
That pissed me off. Then a second bill, the First Step Act, which really was focused on helping pull a lot of people out of prison that were either nonviolent offenders, people that kind of got wrapped into offenses, like let's say a girlfriend of someone who was selling drugs.
Oh.
Who was just like there, like she wasn't a part of it,
right? But she knew got like, about it or something.
Well, yeah, and she got like wrapped up into it.
Okay.
Through the boyfriend or something, or vice versa. I don't know. So it focused on those types of people and getting them out of prison.
So how was that connected to police reform?
No. The first one was police reform. The second one was
prison reform. Okay.
And this was another one that for some reason, it was a bipartisan bill, but for some reason, because Trump was in office, Democrats didn't want to vote on it. Because they literally said, and this was, I got this from Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Democrat, you know, they literally said, let's wait until Joe Biden's in office.
They don't want a Republican to get the credit.
Yes, they didn't want Trump to be able to use this like while he was because this was a while back. So they didn't want him to be able to use the fact that he passed prison reform bill. Now, thankfully.
So that's the kind of stuff we can't do now.
That's the kind of stuff that we need to stop.
That's like
if
little
something
kid
is
stuff.
Good for the country, don't give a crap who's in office. Stop it. If it's good for the country, say, get that done.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yes.
You know.
That's like. I don't even have words for that.
But this is the crap that we're dealing with our politicians. And it's going to take the people with some sanity who step away
with
from.
With humility.
You're right. You're completely
take
right.
Take some people with humility. My goodness.
Some self-awareness and some humility to say, guys, what are we doing? What are we doing yelling at each other? You know, it's like that time where you're fighting. Like, I don't know if you ever, you know, got into a fight as a kid.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe, well, you had siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fought with my parents because I was an only child.
Yeah.
It's not as easy to do. You probably had much.
Oh, yeah. I was
much better time with it. But
well, I don't know. It's pretty bad, but
yeah. But yeah, I mean, you just get to a point sometimes where you're yelling, you're screaming, and then you just kind of look at each other and you're like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
That's where we need to get to as a country. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I hope we get there.
Well, we have to start to get there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm knocking people right now, but I'm not calling anyone out specifically. Right. I could.
Right.
But I'm not calling anyone out specifically. All I'm advocating for is that we stop playing politics when lives are on the line. Mm-hmm. Stop closing businesses because it hurts the economy and a bad economy is bad for Trump. You know, stop trying to wait on stimulus bills until after Joe Biden was elected and then we got this measly $600 stimulus bill. Mm-hmm. It's all political and it's gross. And it only proves that government's not your friend.
Yeah.
Your neighbor's your friend. Mm-hmm. Invest in it.
Right.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, even if they're a Democrat or even if they're a conservative, you know, a Republican, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. We gotta stop.
Yeah.
We gotta stop the madness and the division. Just talk to each other.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I prefer not knowing. Well, don't tell me what you... Don't tell me your political standpoint, which I know is not good for discussion, but
no,
I'm like,
we don't have
I'm like,
to.
I'm not going to tell you mine. You don't tell me yours. That way we can just get to know each other.
Well, but this is the thing. Like I was saying with the Eagles game, the football game, no one cared.
Yeah.
We were there for... collective reason. Yeah. We were there for our team and we didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to kind of have that mentality. We're here for America.
Right.
We're here because this is the greatest country on the face of the earth, the freest country. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep it that way.
Yes.
And how we keep it that way is showing up for the country.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care about your political or any other title that you try to place on yourself.
Right.
I literally don't care. I care about you because, mm-hmm. I mean, you're in this country too. So I guess we have some common interests there. We're Americans. Mm-hmm. This is awesome, right?
Yeah.
This is a great country. Let's get after it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's work hard. Let's build businesses. Let's raise families. Let's whatever. Whatever. The sky's the limit in this country. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about politics? Who cares about government?
Right.
They're over there bickering and arguing. Who cares? This is America.
Yeah.
Let's do stuff. Let's get going. You know, mm-hmm. that's my feeling right now. Let's go. Let's get out of here and stop playing the game. They want us to play this negativity game. And I see it. Like, I get on social media and I start scrolling. And literally, I can sense my mind shifting to this us versus them mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, God.
That's why I'm not.
I
on
literally
social
just
media.
Like I literally just swipe out of social media. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Nope. Can't do it.
I like. I'm on it even less now.
Yeah.
Even less. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this whole thing? I mean, I'm just kind of ranting right now. I'm sorry for that.
No, it's okay.
But there was other stuff I wanted to talk about.
I mean, my thoughts on all this is not too much because I feel like I don't really know that much. I feel like I say this all the time, and so I should probably get on it and figure stuff out. But
why?
Well, I mean, I would like to be better educated on what is actually happening, and not everyone's biased opinions. But that's really, really, really hard to do. But yeah, just being a regular American mom and wife and worker and volunteer and
It's just, but I think that's so, all that matters.
It's so much. It's so much to keep up with all that matters. But
I think that's all that matters.
Right.
I'm really starting to believe this. Like, literally, this.
I think this
conversation is so good because I'm literally. I didn't believe this before we started this conversation.
What?
I didn't believe that none of that stuff matters.
Mm.
It matters what we do.
Right.
It matters what you do with your life.
Right.
How you take advantage of this great country that we live in. How I take advantage of this great country. And I don't mean advantage in a negative way. I mean, I use the opportunities that are... liberty. I have such amazing freedoms in this country. What am I doing with this privilege that I have to live in this country?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And it doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is. You're free.
Yep.
You are free. You are celebrated as an American citizen.
Yeah.
Now go.
Yeah.
Go make a difference. Go advocate for real things that are happening in the world. Let's stop trying to perfect America.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there. We'll get there as we get there.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I hope this makes sense, but we'll get there as a country when we're working on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
when we're growing as individuals, when we're becoming healthier as a society.
Like we've said before, as us and our families and our communities.
Yeah,
and
I love that.
State and
yeah, I love
the
that.
States. Like as we all grow and care for each other and get healthier, then the country as a whole will be healthier. Sounds so simple, but we can't be looking outside far away from us to make the inside better.
Yeah.
Be the change you want to see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Be the change you want to see in this world. And it's so corny, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I think that's such an important thing to stress. And man, I'm going to keep stressing it. I'm going to keep stressing it until some more people catch on. And some more people are like, yeah, I'll go with you with that.
Right, right.
And we're not really going anywhere. We're just going back to kind of some of these ideals that we had before.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been told for a very long time by media, by TV, by Hollywood, that we have to think in these divisive and... us versus them ways.
Yeah.
And you don't. Mm-hmm. You really don't.
Right. Yeah, it all kind of started, I guess, when those two parties rose up, I guess. Because we didn't have that in the beginning, I don't think. I don't know my history that well, but I think we just like elected people that we thought were good.
Nah.
Did that happen from the very beginning?
I'm pretty
beginning?
Sure Andrew Jackson had like a duel with somebody.
Oh, well, yes, that's true.
That's pretty true. Sure like they shot guns at each other.
And someone died.
Something.
Yeah.
You know.
But was that because of like the Democrat and Republican, or was that just differing of views?
I don't think those parties existed back then.
That was just differing of views, which is, I guess, the same thing.
Right.
But
they dealt with it differently
it wasn't
back
like,
then. Maybe that's better. I don't know.
No, that's not better.
I don't know.
That was stupid.
They should do swords.
I don't know.
Oh, have you ever heard of, this is random, but have you ever heard of so in Germany, it used to be a big thing for Germans to duel with swords.
For what reason? For sport?
I guess it was for sport. I don't know a whole lot about it, but
did they actually try to hurt each other?
Oh, yeah. Like, now it
was. When was this?
They weren't trying to kill each other, but like, it was okay to like hit the other person. I mean, it was a duel. I don't know how to like really explain it well, but like the only reason I'm saying it is if you go and look up pictures of these, you know, Germans post duel, the pictures are insane.
Yeah, I'm like, not gonna look that up.
And it was almost like a, it was almost like a badge of honor to know that like you were in a duel and made it out type thing.
Goodness.
And these guys had like, they had scars down their face and, you know, across their foreheads and cheeks and, you know, parts of their ear missing. And
that's just stupid to me.
It is stupid. It is stupid, but it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating. And like,
I guess forever you're like that tough person.
Yeah.
People look at you that
duel
way.
With swords.
Tough person or stupid person.
Yeah,
the
mostly
other.
Stupid. Mostly
but if the stupid. Culture elevates it to brave, strong person, then that's what it is. Or that's what they believe it to be. So.
There was a lot of people on meth back then too. So. that was a funny thing when people found out that a lot of the Nazis were given crystal meth
mm-hmm.
in the are you okay?
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
When I found that out, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I think I found that out with you, right? When we were watching a documentary on it or something.
Yeah, we were watching some World War II documentary and yeah.
That's how they could win some battles.
It was like in like a can, like like one of those, it looked like an Altoids can. And they could just pop it open, pop some crystal meth.
Right.
Like, oh, it's going to be a long night. Broop, you know,
here
we go.
That'll help us stay awake and win this fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made a lot of drug addicts though. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
But that was a random rabbit hole. In case people want to go Googling.
Your memory is so good. I wouldn't have been able to remember like what war that was or who that was given to.
The Nazis?
No, like that they got that they had the meth. Like I wouldn't have been able to play like I remember us. Yeah, you're just so good at placing all those facts.
I mean, I've studied World War II for a lot of years, you know. I love studying history. I love studying history because it informs
today. Yeah.
You know, you can really, you can go overboard and you can kind of make parallels where they really don't exist. Mm-hmm. But some do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you do need to watch out for that. And you need to talk about history more. You know, I would love to have people that are more historically minded that just kind of are real passionate about that type of stuff on the podcast and just pick their brains and talk about, you know, things that happened in the past and maybe some parallels to today. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fascinating.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. 'Cause there's a lot, you know, and the interesting thing that I didn't realize that this was a real phenomenon, but there is a large portion of not our age group, but ages below us. I don't know what generations those are that don't even know that the Holocaust happened.
Now, where are you hearing that?
No, this is different than those. There's like these conspiracy theories out there that the Holocaust didn't happen.
Well, I know there's those. But those we're not actually teaching that, are we?
No. But we're not teaching
about it.
Real good history on it.
Yeah.
And that's an issue.
Yeah,
an issue.
I was just thinking today, now it just could be my school and maybe even just that those years.
Yeah.
But like I don't remember ever like I know we learned about the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly. But I was like, wouldn't have that been a good book for us to read in like English class? Or that's like one of the books that were actually written by one of the survivors. Yeah.
You didn't read any of those?
No, I don't think we did.
Wow.
I don't remember reading one of those. I mean, maybe we did and I don't remember. Yeah. But I think I would have remembered.
Well, I remember.
I think I read one after high school on my own.
That hasn't been recording. Well, this is going to be an audio podcast. That's fun. Anyways, I just looked at my camera and I realized that it wasn't recording.
Aww, so they didn't get to see the gluten-free Oreo bag.
Well, they got to hear about it.
Here.
On sale now at Walmart. Go pick it up. Yeah.
This is what it sounds like.
This is what it sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap it up anyway.
Yeah.
It's getting towards that time that we got to wrap up for our babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love these nights when we're free from our kids. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Just a couple of moments away.
Yeah. I don't know what we were talking about before that, but we're going to wrap it up here. Just remember, guys, we are the change that we need to see in our world, that we want to see in our world. Go change the world. Go have conversations with people. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your family members. Talk to your friends. Let's change this country through conversation. Let's change this country through not demonizing people before you know them. Mm-hmm. Let's change this world through love. And that's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's not overused. It's not overplayed. It's still the dominating thing that will change this world. So let's go get it. Let's go after it. And before you go, make sure, since this is going to be an audio podcast, I'll put it on YouTube too, but make sure that you, if you're on YouTube watching this, make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification bell. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, or if you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, make sure that you subscribe or follow us. That way you know when we put up new stuff. We're getting pretty good at putting some podcasts out on a regular basis. I hope you guys are enjoying it. We're enjoying it. And we're always thankful that you're listening. So we'll see you on the next episode. And have a great rest of your week. All right, guys. Bye.